really to be resilient is to know that you have everything inside of you that you need to handle the tough times.
Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about resilience, adversity, and all that great stuff. And I have someone who knows all about it. And they call her the resilience expert, if I'm not mistaken. So I was looking at a bio last night, and she's been featured on TV. CTV News Atlantic, Global TV Halifax, CBC Nova Scotia. Also, she's been on CBC Power and Politics and CBC National News. So I feel like I'm talking to a superstar. So her name is Karine Dean. So she's going to introduce herself, and it's going to be a pretty fun topic. I'm very happy that she's here. So Karen, tell everybody who you are. Who is Karine Dean? Your background, your professional background, a little bit about your story until where you are today.
Okay, thank you for having me. I am in Nova Scotia, as people probably figured out by all of the shows that I've been on. And I've been an entrepreneur my entire life, literally since I was about 8 years old. I've been an entrepreneur. I'm now living my dream as an author and a speaker, and I do some coaching and training. And what I like to say is I reboot entrepreneurs and their businesses through practical growth strategies and mindset enhancements to help them define and reach their next level of success, whether that's personally or professionally, because they kind of go together. So that's what I do for a job now. And I've had so many businesses over the years. I've had a restaurant, an auto repair and welding business with a partner. I've had a dairy farm. I had an online clothing company. And now I'm focusing on writing and speaking and helping other entrepreneurs be more successful.
That's nice. That's nice. I like it. I know you had a book. I don't know how long ago. I think it's We Are Unbreakable. Is that correct?
Yeah, I published that book in 2020. It is a collection of stories from myself and 21 other women from Nova Scotia. And I really wanted to highlight the stories of women through the pandemic. And also in Nova Scotia, we had a lot of really hard things happen right after the pandemic started. So many would be familiar with the fact that we became the home of Canada's largest, worst mass shooting, which really shook the whole province and affected a lot of people's lives. And we had the snowbird crash in BC, where the person who was killed was from Nova Scotia. There was a military helicopter crash off of Greece, which we lost some Nova Scotians in. So it just seemed like there were tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, with the pandemic also in the background. And it affected so many people in so many different ways. So I wanted to capture those stories. So We Are Unbreakable, like I said, is 22 women's stories, and each woman wrote their own story. And I didn't edit it a lot because I wanted it to be their voices. So they're just really impactful, inspirational stories about being a woman through the pandemic and all of the things that we had to deal with. And it's probably the thing I'm most proud of that I've ever done in my professional career.
Okay. Can you give us some examples of what the woman in the book faced, like the adversity and challenges? Could you give us some examples?
Sure. The first two women, I organized it alphabetically by first name. So both of the people at the beginning are named Amy, and they both happen to be farmers. And for farm women, the pandemic had a lot of issues that we wouldn't have really thought about if we aren't farmers, in the childcare, because these women count on their kids to go to school for the day so that they can do their work on the farm. It's not always safe to have small children there. And then when the kids all of a sudden can't go to school, can't go to daycare, what do you do with those kids so you can do your work throughout the day? So those two women were really advocating for childcare and for help through the pandemic when, you know, it's impossible to homeschool your child when you're driving a tractor. So there's issues like that that we don't really think about. I have some perspectives from teachers. I have a few entrepreneurs who really had struggles with supply chain issues. And one actually, she's a fashion designer, and she talked about the trauma of all of the stress from the pandemic and how it brought up a lot of things that she had in her past, an eating disorder that, you know, she had dealt with. But when you get stressed, those things come back sometimes. So there's such a variety of stories. There's the executive director of long-term care for a facility where there was our biggest COVID outbreak in Nova Scotia. And she talks about being a leader in that facility and how she was trying to keep her staff motivated to come every day and you know, keep their spirits up while they were dealing with such loss within their facility. So again, a lot of inspiration, and all of these stories end with, you know, it's really hard, but it's really good and we can get through this. So they're all so inspirational.
Okay. And how did you deal with adversity, like the challenges in your own life? How did you overcome them?
Well, I've had a lot of them in my life, but the story I share in this book in 2020 really had a lot of parts to it, because the pandemic, even though I'm a resilience expert, I found it really hard when the pandemic hit, because it was something, I'm a completely single mom, and it was something I felt like I didn't know how to protect my kids from, which was new to me because I always knew what to do before that. And then one of the victims of the shooting was a friend of mine, and that was really devastating to lose her in that way. She was a two-time cancer survivor and then got taken in this tragedy. And through my clothing company, I find that helping is healing. So I did a fundraiser for the families of those victims and raised $96,000 through selling Nova Scotia Strong clothing in 3 months. But then I had to stop that fundraiser because I was giving away 100% of my profits. And my son in July of 2020 was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer. So I had to stop giving away all my money and focus on him. And again, this book was a product of that. I published this book while he was receiving chemotherapy as a way to help, a way to help myself, because it was a distraction from all of the stress of dealing with a child with cancer. And it was a way to help get stories out. And I'm actually using some of the funds from this book to start an education fund for women in rural Nova Scotia to help them go back to school. So to me, when I'm facing hard times, I like to help other people, and it helps me heal. And that's one of the big things that I've done in to get over the hard times. But I have a whole bunch of tools that I teach people as well that can help you when you're facing adversity and tough times in your life.
Okay. Can you tell us maybe one or two tools?
Well, the very first one is something that we don't think about, but we do it all the time. The first thing to do when you face a hard thing, whether it's somebody just dropped bad news on you, you lost a job, whatever, is to breathe. Because so often when we hear some bad news, we stop breathing. When something gets hard, we stop breathing. We hold our breath and we get tense. But to consciously take, I say, 5 really deep breaths can kind of reset our brain and give us the oxygen that we need for our brain to actually work and make a healthy choice in that situation. And it helps relieve the tension and it just helps us approach it from a better place. And a few of the things I do actually handle in my other book that I published this year, which is a self-love journal, because really to be resilient is to know that you have everything inside of you that you need to handle the tough times. So a few things we practice in that journal are kindness and about finding joy and happiness in every single day. Because when you do that, even through the hard times, it helps reprogram your brain to notice the good things instead of always noticing the bad things, which is kind of our normal, is to focus on the bad when there's bad to be focused on. But when we train our brain to focus on the good, it really helps us get through those hard times. So those are a couple of really easy to explain ones that you can work into your life every single day.
Okay, yeah, that's the mental toughness.
It is. And what I say to my kids is once you've gone through one hard time and recognize that you've handled it well, the next hard thing doesn't seem as hard. And that's kind of how we have to look at it. There's a great quote that was on social media 100 times now I've seen it that says, you've made it through 100% of your bad days. So keep going. And that's something we need to remember is when you think, oh my goodness, I can't get through this. Well, you've gotten through a lot of hard things already. So you need to look at your track record and say, all right, maybe I can do this.
What do you say? What about self-esteem and insecurities? What do you have to say about that?
I think it's its own pandemic is a lack of self-esteem and a lack of self-love. And that is why I published the journal that I did. Is so many of us, and it gets programmed from when we are little kids. Most of what is in our subconscious minds is the voices of people. And they say, research shows that it happens before we're even 7 years old. That we hear the voices of people saying, no, you can't do this. Or when you say, I want to be an astronaut, they're like, oh, dream a more realistic dream. You know, things like that get programmed into us as little kids. And then it carries with us for the rest of our lives. And about 10 years ago, I'd been through some really hard personal things. And I hired a life coach. And she gave me a tool that I still use today and that I share with every one of my clients and on stage every time I do a talk. And it's a positive affirmation, which we also do in my journal. But this one is really hard for women especially to say. And so this coach gave me a postcard, and it's actually on my website for people to download. That she said, put it in your bathroom by your mirror and read it to yourself every single day. And it took me over 2 years to be able to say the words and actually mean them or not cry. Or sometimes I just couldn't even make myself say them. And the words are, I deeply and completely love myself. And when I make women say that with me, when I'm on a stage, they often are crying by the time I make them say it 3 times. And the 3rd time, there's usually tears because we don't believe that about ourselves and we don't love ourselves. And I think it's a lot of telling ourselves we do. We have to put those words in our own heads. because so often we hear the words that other people have said to us. And when you really think about it, you hear your own voice in your head all the time, way more often than you should hear anyone else's voice. So make sure that that voice is saying good things about you. And it's hard and it takes time and a lot of practice. But I think we really need to do that more. And especially for any parents who are listening, give that gift to your children. Teach them to love themselves from a young age, because, you know, it really helps with the mental health issues we're having now. It's just incredible the amount of people who are suffering with mental health issues. And we really need to start building them up from a young age and giving them the tools to deal with the hard times and giving them that belief in themselves that they can do the hard things, that they can handle things, and that they should love themselves. Instead of telling them they can't or they shouldn't or they're not good enough, make sure you tell them they are. But realistically, give them, you know, it's okay to fail. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be upset. Teach them how to deal with those things. And I think as adults, we need to learn how to deal with them a lot better too.
Yeah, nicely said. What about this is probably gonna be for the women, because I know your book is, it's 22 women, right?
Yes.
So let's say, how does someone, let's say a single mother, some people have a lot of challenges or obstacles, whether it's lack of support from family, money, they have goals, they want to do stuff in life, they don't really like where they are. How can they overcome those challenges? Let's say they want to do a 360 in their life. With all these obstacles, these challenges, because some people might have more challenges than others, but how does someone like, this is for women, like maybe single mothers or, you know, people who have ambition, they want to do things, but they feel like there's so much stuff against them. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I've been that mother. I've been the single mom going through some really hard things, the court battles. My kids don't even have contact with their father at all anymore. I've had the money issues. I've had it all. So I've been that person. And I don't have family support either. So while my son was battling cancer, I was handling it completely on my own. And I had a younger child that I was also looking after. My oldest is an adult now, so thankfully she was on her own. But the tools that help me are to ask for help. And if it can't be from your family, there's got to be some friend. There's got to be somebody. And if there isn't somebody, an actual person in your real life, like a neighbor or a friend or someone close to you, it's important to follow the people who inspire you on social media and to make sure that you are filling your life with positive messages, not negative messages. And that goes for anybody. But that really helped me, is to follow people online who are giving me inspiration and making me feel like I can do this. There's so many success stories that you can find, and those are the people you need to pay attention to. So whether it's reading their book or listening to their podcast or following their account on social media, those little things are completely free and can help you through those hard times. And it's about what you focus on at the end of the day. So if you are focusing on, I can't, and this is hard, and I don't have this, then it just gets worse. But if you focus on the possibility, if you focus on the life that you do want, if you focus on where you want to go instead of where you are, you will get there. And it's, everything is about mindset and about believing that you can. So that's what really helped me, was programming myself to believe that I can do this. And you have to think about what your why is. And that's a whole exercise in itself. But why are you trying? Like, what is this all about? For me, I wanted to make sure my kids had the best life they could have. And I was the only one who could get them there. So you have to really think about what your purpose is here and to live it and believe that you can live it. Again, it's so much mindset. And that's what I try to share on my social media all the time is just some positivity and some you got this messages, because we need to hear those. So those are simple, easy, free things that can get you through. But there are resources out there too. If it's a women's shelter, a family resource center, reach out to people, ask for help. And if it's a food bank, there's no shame in this. People understand, and that's why those services are there. So make sure you look in your local communities for whatever services you can find. And if you call the Women's Center and they don't have something for you, ask them if they know somewhere that can help, because they have they're well connected with lots of other organizations. So that's what I've always done, is make sure you advocate for yourself. Make sure you ask for help. Make sure you take advantage of these programs that are out there to help us. And it makes a lot of difference.
You said earlier in the beginning, you started your business journey very early. And what are the challenges that you faced during all that journey?
Oh, so many. A lot of it is just figuring it out as you go, because We're told to write a business plan to start a business, but the plan never goes to plan. And you really have to be flexible to be an entrepreneur. And you really have to see the opportunities and take advantage of them, but also be able to determine what is a good opportunity and what might not be, because people will throw things at you all the time. You see it on social media all the time. There's an ad for everything. So look at what you really want to do in your business and then make sure you're staying focused on that. But focus on your goal, not on the steps. So focus on where you want to go, and the steps will happen and how you get there will happen. But you need to focus on where you're going first. And that's what I've done. And I've pivoted and I've had so many iterations of my businesses. And it's just about remaining flexible and staying current with opportunities and network, 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 network. Online, on LinkedIn, wherever, network. And if you have customers, make sure you're paying attention to what your customers are looking for. And because it changes every day, there's changes in what people are asking for. So make sure you're focused and paying attention.
In your bio, it says you were mentored by Arlene Dickinson. I remember when I used to watch the Dragon's Den. That was a few years ago, and mm-hmm. she was on, and I liked her story, how she got to where she was. What are the stuff that you learned from her in the mentorship while she mentored you?
It was actually this contest that her company did that you could win a free mentorship with her. And what she really gave to me is what really good mentors do is belief in myself and belief that my business was worthy and could be successful, because it was very early in my business when I did that. And so she didn't give me concrete tools. She was more like just a cheerleader for me to say, you've got this, and, you know, and you can do this, and your business idea is great. And, you know, online was really starting then. It was quite a few years ago when I did that. So she did give me some tools of how to take advantage of the online space, and no money, unfortunately, and I didn't get to be on Dragon's Den, but it's nice to be able to, you know, it was a Zoom call like this, and we chatted, And, you know, she's just so real and down to earth. And if anyone has read her books, she has an incredible story. And I just felt like I was talking to a friend. And that's what good mentors are supposed to do.
Okay. Any last words on resilience and adversity that you want to say to people?
I always like to end with the reminder that we all have everything we need inside of us to get through the hard times. And if you're having trouble finding that, then reach out to a coach or a mentor or someone who can help you, who believes in you, and get their help. It's okay to ask for help. Because when we're going through hard times, we sometimes don't recognize our own strengths. And that's where coaches and mentors are really useful, because they point out our strengths and they help us see our own strengths. So always remember that everything you need is inside of you. You just might need some help to find it.
Thanks a lot. What are the stuff that you're working right now, like projects? I think I saw you doing fundraising. And
I just finished actually a huge fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. It was in four different cities across the country. It was a 10-week fundraiser, and it was like a competition to see who could raise the most money. So I didn't raise the most money, but I did raise quite a bit of money. And it was really rewarding to be able to help that organization. So that was, I just finished that up last week. And the next project I'm doing, I'm launching, I've had a lot of people ask me to help with business stuff, not just the personal things, which I've been focusing on for the last few years. So very soon I'm going to be launching a business boot camp for women. It's called the Fierce Business Boot Camp, because Fierce is part of my brand. And that's going to help women reboot themselves and their businesses and help them reach their goals. So that will be launching. It's an online program for 6 months that we'll be launching very soon.
Okay. Where can people find you on social media or the internet, anywhere?
Well, my website is KarenDeanSpeaks.com, and you can find information about my books and my programs there. And on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, you just search at Karen Dean Speaks, and you will find my profile.
Okay. We'll have some information at the end of the podcast. So thanks a lot, Karen, for being a guest on Welcome to a Better Lifestyle. I hope everybody found some value in that episode. I know I heard some lot of good stuff, so I'm gonna replay it again. And I hope someone found some value, at least one person. It's always good. Like, you know, if at least it touches at least one person, at least the job is done.
Yes, and that is my goal with everything I do. If it can help one person, I've done my job.
Yeah, that's the goal. So thank you, Karen, for being here. It was a pleasure to have you and to meet you. And thank you, everybody, for watching and listening to this podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. My name is Richard. I was with Karen Dean. And we'll see you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time.